instead of passing through the data structures once in one transaction, you need to create three implicit transactions. So there is no silver bullet. You always need to analyze your query. You need to see whether your query is affected by Cartesian explosion and to what extent. And then based on that, if you feel that it is, you could opt for a query splitting. And whether a Cartesian explosion is in your query or not, you usually see it when you're retrieving, let's say, 10,000 rows, and suddenly you see that the size of the return data set is quite big. So I always recommend to be checking client statistics to see what is the volume of data, how big the data set is, and if it's too big, start to think about why it's too big. Are there many duplicated columns? Is it a problem? If it's not a problem, then fine. Leave it as it is. Don't use query splitting. But if it is a problem, then start thinking about doing a query splitting.